Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. This is Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And today we are going to tackle another question that was sent in from a listener. She was wanted to get some recommendations from us about some activity trackers and Fitbits and all these different things on the market and wanted to know which one we recommended. And she asked this and sent this in without knowing how much of a gadget and technology nut that I am. And so this just happens to be an area where I know all sorts, probably know too much about all of these different things around and the different options out there. So I thought that would be a great topic for today's show. I think these are really great tools and they're great things. I think that a lot of people are using them and they're getting great information out of them, using them to keep track of a lot of data. But there also comes a point where you have to figure out which one is the right one for you and which one matches up to your goals the best. So of all the different ones out there, there's a couple of different systems. And I think the first step for you to figure out is which system you want to be in. And then from there, pick the device that fits into that system. So I think that for the casual person looking to try to walk more during the day, maybe spend less time sitting at their desk, the Fitbit system works really well for that. It's very user-friendly, very intuitive, and that, you know, is a really great one if you're a little more casual with things. I think if you're spending a lot of time in the gym, whether it be weightlifting, whether it be a CrossFit type environment, whether it be maybe a little bit of some field sports, maybe soccer, baseball, that sort of thing, and you're looking to keep track of how much movement activity you're getting during those different events, then the two that I think are really best for that are, I think Garmin has a really great system for that. And I also think that Under Armour has a really great system for that. And I think Under Armour's system is probably a little bit better for a few reasons that we'll get into in a little bit. The last category, I think, would be runners or triathletes, people who are looking to not only use this device to capture information about their workout, but also are looking to use the GPS functionality and some of the other features that are available in some of the higher end ones. And for that, I think you're really left with two camps. You have the Polar devices and the Garmin devices. And I think that Polar has some great things to offer, and they've been really trying to play catch up in this area for a while. But really, it's really hard to beat the Garmin system from this standpoint. I think their watches and their devices are the most user-friendly. I think their app on your phone is also the most user-friendly and intuitive. And they've also done a really good job positioning themselves as the number one name in the game to beat. So they also integrate with more things. And whether you're looking to get a coach or you're looking to maybe share data with a friend, I think that just the fact that there are so many people in this running triathlon world that are on the Garmin system, that's just helped propel it and make it even bigger and even better. So from that standpoint, I often will recommend the Garmin devices just because you really can't go wrong there. Polar has some great devices out there and they've been trying to do some really good things, but I think that you just can't beat the ones that Garmin has out to offer right now. When you start to look at the different devices, you really want to figure out what you're going to use it for. And as you pick that system where you're going to fit into best, then there are lots of different devices throughout those systems. I will say I'm not a really good expert on all the different things that Fitbit has to offer because their system doesn't really fit in with my goals. So I haven't personally used a lot of their devices. I know that they have a really great algorithm for tracking steps. Most of their devices offer the continuous LED heart rate monitoring on the back, and they all do sleep tracking. I know that most of them, except for their really high-end devices, don't offer the ability to start and stop workouts and create different things like that. And I know their highest end one does have GPS on it, but you're not going to get the kind of data off of that GPS device that you would get off of a Garmin device. When it comes to going into the gym, I think that Under Armour recently created this Under Armour Record app, and they created a fitness tracker that looks similar to a Fitbit. The difference is it links to a heart rate monitor, similar to like a standard strap that you would wear. And that's a really great thing. It gives you a heart rate variability measurement, which you can't get off of the LED light heart rate monitors. And it also gives you the ability to actually sync that heart rate monitor with either the band that you can wear on your wrist or your phone if you have that with you while you're working out. And for some people, that's a really nice option. And you can actually have your display of what you're doing, what your heart rate is and time on the phone. So if you're looking to do an interval workout with weights or something where you want a clock and you don't have to keep looking at your wrist, that's a really nice option that that app has built into it. The other thing I really like about the Under Armour app is the way it adds the ability to integrate with everything else. So Under Armour did a really good job over the last couple of years of quietly buying up a lot of much smaller named fitness tracking app makers. So you have things like Map My Run and Map My Ride and My Fitness Pal, and I think Endomoto is the way you'd pronounce that one. They bought up all of that stuff and have been working to integrate everything together. What I also like about the Under Armour one is that it will pull data from Fitbit and Garmin and other devices and allow you to use that. Also, the Under Armour app, their sleeping algorithm, appears to me at least to be very accurate. And what I like about it is their band will give me my resting heart rate. So it'll measure my heart rate, and then it will give me on the app when I wake up in the morning, I can look at it and the band will sync, and it'll give me a readout for what my resting heart rate was right before I woke up. And that's something that you can use to gauge your training. If your resting heart rate is a lot higher than it normally is, sometimes that's a really good sign that you're overtraining. And that might be a good indication to you that day that you need to scale back whatever your planned training was. I will say that I personally, for running and other fitness activities, really like the Garmin watches. But one of my big pet peeves has been that I will wear my Apple Watch all day long, and that will get my step data and it will get all that stuff. And then I'll go for a run and I'll wear my Garmin watch, but those two things don't sync up. So there's no way for all of that data to end up in one place. The Under Armour system comes in and solves all of those problems because along with their own fitness tracker, they also have an app for the Apple Watch. So if you do wear an Apple Watch, you can actually take the data that your Apple Watch collects on you all day, and that will feed right into the Under Armour app. Then you go for a run, and your steps during your run, as well as your workout and everything, gets added to that day's events. And so the Under Armour app really gives you an ability to get a snapshot of your day if you happen to be a little bit of a gadget geek like me and wants to use multiple devices for multiple things. Under Armour does a really good job of piecing that all together. Plus, you can then combine that MyFitnessPal data, and you're gonna now get all your nutrition data, you're gonna get your sleep data, you're gonna get your daily activity data, and your workout data all in one place. And it does a really nice job of creating a calendar view that allows you to look back on everything that's been going on. And I find it really useful to spot trends in my training. So if I feel like, man, I've had three workouts in a row that just really haven't gone the way I wanted them to, I can look back at this and say, well, if I look at this, my sleep for the last 2 weeks hasn't been where I want it to be. And most likely that's affecting it. It's not that I'm not working out hard enough or I'm not doing enough. Or I can look at it and say, well, you know, I've been 500 to 600 calories under my recommendation every day. So now I'm not sleeping well. I don't have my nutrition. I really shouldn't expect my workouts to be going the way I want. On the side of the Garmin system, just to touch on that really quickly, I think they're trying really hard to add some features in and make it a very user-friendly interface for that everyday user. And they have some really great devices out that are trying to appeal to more of that Fitbit type market and more of the casual user. And I just don't think they're there yet with the user friendliness of their app. When you open up their app, it's still really geared towards runners and triathletes. And if you're not looking for all of that information, then it's possible that their system might not be the best one for you. I think in the future, it really might be. I think they have a lot of room to grow and innovate where you're not seeing some of that same stuff coming out of Fitbit. But when it comes to those running and triathlon devices, you really can't beat what Garmin has out there. And they even have some devices out there now where you're gonna wear that all day. It's gonna measure your heart rate consistently throughout the day using the LED devices on the back. And you can get 3 or 4 days on one charge and get your consistent heart rate all of the time. You're gonna know that resting heart rate data. You're going to be able to use it to track your sleep. And a lot of these things even now are functioning as smart devices. So some of the new Garmin watches even display your text messages and things like that right on the screen. So if you're looking for something to get into, my recommendations are, first, figure out what your goals are, and then figure out which system you want to be in. And then from there, start to look at the individual devices, because every system has a device that they say will work for anybody at any level. However, certain systems are better depending on what your goals are. So again, if you're looking for more of that casual use with the occasional gym information, then the Fitbit might be the best system for you. If you are looking for a little bit more activity information, and maybe even a little bit more gym information or running triathlon use, then that Garmin system might be best for you. And if you're someone like me who has a ton of different devices and you use each one for a different thing, and you're looking for a system that can help you integrate all of that information into one place, then I highly recommend the Under Armour system. That's all we have for today. I am Dr. Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Fitness with Feldman. As always, if you have any suggestions, questions, things you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, head on over to our Facebook page at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. You can find us on there, or you can head over to our website, feldmanphysicaltherapy.com, and send us a note through the contact page. Give us any ideas you have. As always, you can subscribe through iTunes, leave us some reviews on there. We always like hearing what everybody thinks, and have a great day.